This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Who is that, Nicole? That's nice.
Conan Gray.
Yeah, Conan Gray.
That's pretty.
Heather.
Remember that kid?
I do.
Previewed his music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really sweet. I think we really liked a few songs that we listened to, like on a New Music Friday or something. Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Then I listened to his entire album on repeat for a few days.
Oh, is that
just
so?
To get familiar with his stuff. He's cool.
That's really
love
nice.
His production.
Yeah. It's a weirdly Billie Eilish-y stark, you know.
That's what we said. On New Music Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm repeating it now. So good morning, everybody. We are back. We're live. Our vacation is over. Our staycation, I should call it, because really none of us did anything.
Went
I just kept sleeping later and later and later every day.
What was your record?
1:30.
Oh, my God.
John came in and he put coffee down. He goes, you have to get up. He's like, the coffee's been on for 3 hours. You have to get up now. I'm like, all right, I'll get up. Yeah. I like dozing, you know, I like it. I'm like, I'm so cozy. Why would I get up? Like, I'm not going anywhere. It's not like a regular vacation where it's like, come on, let's go do something. It's like, come on, let's go just move our ass to another seat.
The weeds aren't going to pull themselves, Sarah.
That's true. That is true. But, you know, even that, I'm like,
aren't you hungry? Don't you have to pee?
No, I'm all right. Sometimes I get up, you know, at 7 o'clock and pee, and then I go, well, that was so
back
cool
to bed.
Back to bed.
You don't get that feeling like you're just going to come out of your skin if you sit here for one more second?
No, I like to think about things. I lay there and think, and then I, you know, also sometimes I'll be like sort of dozing and I'll be having a very pleasant dream and I can keep that going, you know, just drift back into that. It's nice. Time for celebrity trash, guys. Speaking of things that are like a dream, we're about to talk about one of the, like, is this real life? The celebrity trash brought to you by the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links that we mentioned by following our Facebook page. We'd love to have you. Please join us, won't you? All right. Thank you. I liked it. Kanye West. He held his first, I guess, official political rally, and the jury's back. He needs help. It's, you know, listen, we're going to joke and have a good time with this, but this is, you know, this is a guy who's, we've watched him unhinge before. It's not surprising to us. We've watched him start to talk and then turns into a rant, and the next thing you know, he's... You know, he's bleeding from his eyeballs. Like, it's like, oh my God, do I step in and stop him? Like, what do the people around him think of this? So this was pretty much exactly what you'd expect. It went down at an event center in North Charleston, South Carolina. Equus? Is that Exquis? Exquis event center. Exquis. Attendees had to wear masks and sign a COVID-19 liability form. They were also asked to social distance, but guess what?
No one did.
No. Kanye did not have a podium. It sounded like he didn't really have a prepared speech either. He just stood there having what appeared to be a psychotic break. I will read some of this to you if you'd like, but I have not watched the video, and Bryn said don't watch it. I want your reaction on the air. So do you want to just roll it for me, or should I? Do you want to bust in when I hit something that you have prepared?
I'll just roll it for you.
Okay.
There's
and then I'll get back there. Right. If it's something that you missed, then I'll. Okay. Here we go. Kanye, live in South Carolina.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Crowd's murmuring at that.
So they're not happy about that.
My wife, and she said, we're going to have this baby. I said, we're going to have this child.
He's talking about Kim right now.
I know people that are 50 years old that didn't have the children, that didn't have that child, that have never got to experience the level of joy that I experienced having a child. So even if my wife were to divorce me after this speech, she brought North into the world, even when I didn't want to. She stood up and she protected that child. You know who else protected the child? My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me. My mom saved my life. There would have been no Kanye West because my dad was too busy.
Vinny's hand is up, friend. If we could pause it for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is he wearing a vest?
A bulletproof vest. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
You know, the thing is, he's shooting himself. You are booing yourself.
Well, he's mentally ill. That's yes. So clear. And I don't know how... I've said this before. I really... Like, in this situation, he clearly paid and set this thing up. And I realized that those news agencies, when he walked in and put himself right in their office, I guess they figured this is gold.
At TMZ, but when he made the
thing
about...
Yeah, but they really should have if they... If they had any concern for him as a human being, they really should have said, okay, everyone, turn your cameras off. This guy's having an episode, and we need to get him help. But
yeah,
you know,
it's,
I guess that's
you
not
know,
the way it works.
It's not the way it works, Vin. And here's a guy who's he's got 20/20 shaved in the back of his head. He was ranting on... I mean, I don't know how much more of this you have, Bryn.
You definitely want to see the next part here as he's talking about abortion and how his
right,
mom
so helped. He basically says, my wife said she was pregnant, and I, even if she wants to divorce me after this, she brought North into the world when I didn't want to. But you know who else saved a life? It was my mother. She brought me in. My dad didn't want me. Here's the
continuation. So you should describe the video, too, because he gets very emotional, and you can't really see
well,
that.
He starts crying, right? He's got his hand up. And
sobbing.
Very emotional, yes.
I almost killed my daughter.
I am not on the board at Adidas. I am not on the board at Gap. And that has to change today. Or I walk away.
All right.
That's now he wants to be on the board at Adidas and the Gap. He also said he's pro-guns because shooting stuff is fun. And he said he won't challenge pharmaceutical companies because they would kill him. So, all in all, a speech-ish. The thing that kills
me...
Yeah,
I don't know what to say about that. I can't believe that they...
I know.
They gather and
well, of course they gather.
You hear someone
Kanye's
yell,
there.
I love you, you love him?
Yeah, do you? You should tackle him and get him out of there if you really love him.
Okay.
Anyway,
I love your first album, Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I love the first, like, three of them, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's because it's funny, too. It's like, here's a guy who's, it's not funny Because here's a guy who should have the people who care around him to help him. But also he's an adult and he gets to make these calls. Like, it's, I mean, it's just, it's like a tragedy spooling out in front of us.
Well, I think what's the reality for him is he's got the money to do the crazy things that come to his mind, including run for president. Whereas many of the other people who are mentally ill, the families have suffered trying to, not every family. I'm sure there are plenty of families who wrote the person off at a young age and never even tried to find them. But I'm sure a lot of families have struggled with their mentally, what do you want to call that? I mean, I don't.
He's whatever mental ill. I don't know what else you can call it.
Illness is there. Yeah, I don't know. But they struggle with it and struggle with it. And ultimately, the person won't stay on their meds and won't stay
or can't find meds
that
work. Right.
And they end up out in the streets. And that's, we see that. I haven't been to San Francisco for months, but we see it on the streets of San Francisco all the time, every day. Well, that's someone's,
terribly, like, terribly sad.
Brother, sister, you know,
a loved
son,
one.
Daughter, and they had to say we can't watch them 24/7.
We can't afford to put them somewhere safe. And right. The thing is that as an adult, this is a person who's supposed to be in charge of their own life. And when you're Kanye and you've got money and you've got yes men around you and nobody tackles you and says, okay, that's enough of that. Forget you saw this, everyone.
And hooks them off
the stage.
Maybe Kim has struggled with this and one day if she's tried, then, you know, this is one of those things where she can't watch him 24/7 and people do say yes to him.
Whatever you want, Kanye, keep me on the payroll. And that's the problem. If they say no to him or say, that's a stupid idea, they're gone. You know, yeah, it's like the people who were given Michael Jackson all the drugs he wanted. Everything he wanted, he got because he was Michael Jackson. And if you said no to him, you didn't have a chance to say no to him twice. You get to say it exactly once. And then he went, you're fired. Get me the guy who says yes. I like that yes guy. Where's he?
Jail.
Alex Trebek, yeah. Alex Trebek will halt cancer treatments if the current round doesn't work. Mm. It's very sad to even think about. He has already beaten the odds. He's starting to balance his quality of life against just letting go. He did an interview with the New York Times and said he's going to quit if this round fails. He says, yesterday morning, my wife came to me and said, how are you feeling? And I said, I feel like I want to die. It was that bad. There comes a time when you have to make a decision as to whether you want to continue with such a low quality of life or whether you want to just ease yourself into the next level. It doesn't bother me in the least. He's not giving up yet. He's still looking forward to hosting Jeopardy again. He says, I think it's a quality program and I think I do a good job hosting it. And when I start slipping, I'll stop hosting. So good luck to him, because honestly, it is. Only 18% of people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer make it a year. And he's got to be 2 years in, right? I mean, this has been... Mm-hmm. But the really sad thing is at one point they were like, you're looking good.
Yeah.
I know. And we don't have to dwell on it. It's, you know, it's terribly tragic. And he's actually heroic in his efforts to just sort of maintain a normal life.
And I give him credit for sort of setting a deadline on it, too. And, I can see where he probably, any person would feel like, I want more living to do. But he's a guy who could also look back and say, I accomplished a lot. I had a great life. It's been a good run, you know?
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that, dude. Everybody. And nobody that I've ever heard has a bad word to say about him.
Agreed. I know. He seems to have led an exemplary and incredibly successful, totally charmed life. How old is Alex Trebek? Let me look that up real quick. Alex.
Who knows? He might be middle finger guy out on the freeway, but what I know of him, he's been a pretty solid dude.
Yeah. 79 years old. Thanks, Bryn.
Yeah, that's a good run.
So this is from last Friday. Sports, they're back.
Yay.
Are they back to stay? The NFL Players Association says 72 players have tested positive for the coronavirus as of last week. So they actually say that if everyone in the league had been tested, that would be about 2.5% of the league's players. Far fewer than everyone have been tested. According to ESPN, the percentage of players tested is not a very large number, and 72 of them have tested positive. The CDC is saying that nearly 4.3 million positive tests have been reported in the U.S. And if those are, if that was everyone had been tested, that would be 1.3% of the population. Far fewer than everyone in the country has been tested. Although you probably go to get a test when you have symptoms. So maybe it is somewhat indicative. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, he's pretty frustrated about how even the players are being kept in the dark. The rookies were supposed to start reporting to camp over the weekend. I assume some of that did happen. He tweeted, "We want to play and we want to be as safe as possible. But we have not received a valid plan from any team or the league, and we don't know if there are preseason games or not." He said they also didn't, they were not told how the testing was going to work once they got to training. And they don't know how positive COVID-19 tests would affect rosters or contracts or workouts or any of it. So
football has their ass in the air. They are an ostrich. They have been that way from the very beginning. Their face is buried in the sand and they're not paying attention to anybody. So baseball is being played, but they actually are, other than the batter and the catcher and the umpire, they're all, what, 10, 15 feet from each other?
Easily.
At the very least. Every single NFL play, they are piled on top of each other. Every single one.
Even if they're just lined up, they're all breathing heavy in each other's faces.
There's no way. And I'll tell you another thing so if you've been wearing your mask regularly and you're just walking, okay, that's fine. But if you actually try and put a little pace to it, you're steaming your glasses, you start to feel like you can't breathe. How are they going to be wearing some kind of mask that has any efficacy out there on the field with them still being able to breathe every play?
Good questions, Finn. Let's ask the leagues.
I don't see it. I don't see not the way we're sliding backwards now. I don't see the NFL.
There's some the NBA is all in their alleged bubble, you know, at Disneyland, Disney World, whatever. Somebody snuck in an Instagram influencer, some hot model. Good luck, everyone.
Well, wait, and then what happened?
And then, you know, people went, "Wait, what?" And she was all, "What? Was that not supposed to do that?" Like, these are guys who, you know, they need to blow off a little steam. They want to bring someone in.
Uh-huh.
Here's a totally different note. While we've been on vacation, Johnny Depp's been doing that trial. He's suing a British tabloid, saying that they're false reporting. I don't know what the hell he's saying with them. Anyway, he's in a big battle with them, and it's fun. I mean, it's not fun for him. It's super fun for us.
It's fun.
It is fun because some of the crap, and I'm talking about actual crap that's coming out, is it's just, I mean, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it to sue when all this stuff is just going to come out? There was, I guess it was maybe Tuesday's testimony. It was all about poop. Literally.
Oh, so you're being serious.
I'm telling you, it's about poop. Johnny claims that either Amber Heard or one of her friends pooped on their bed after Amber's 30th birthday party in April of 2016. Johnny wasn't
what
there.
What the hell?
Yep. Johnny wasn't
there.
What are
they, savages?
I know. And the thing was, the maid took a picture of it because she was pissed. Because she walks in, she's like, "Okay, I've seen their dogs and I've cleaned up their dog's poop. And none of the dogs have pooped in the bed. And also, that's a human poop. Because there is a difference."
I thought you were going to say that one of the arguments was one of them is super stinky. And that was one of those. So one of them crapped the bed.
Yeah, pooped the bed, and then the maid took a picture of it and sent the picture to Mr. Depp. The maid said, it was clear to me this was human. I know that that could not have come from either of the dogs, the two small dogs. I've cleaned up after those dogs many times, and theirs are much smaller. Further, I've never known these dogs to poop in the bed. She also provided pictures of the poop. She said she took them because she was angry. Johnny had testified that he laughed when he saw those pictures and realized at that point the marriage was over. She said in her statement, the maid, that Amber confronted her about the pictures, saying, how dare you show these to Johnny? You've ruined my marriage. She said that the maid said Amber tried to claim there was never any poop on the bed in the first place. The maid didn't want to argue with Amber because she said, quote, she has a bad temper, in my opinion, and I did not want her to yell at me. After the maid's testimony was read, Amber's rep issued a statement saying, this accusation is completely untrue and has been designed purely to humiliate Ms. Heard, and added that Johnny probably did it himself. It plays to his lavatorial and abusive sense of humor. The very next day, all talk was about pee. This was Wednesday, so Tuesday was all about poo. And Wednesday was all about pee. Back when Johnny and Amber Heard were renting a place in Australia in 2015, he went on a bender and was escorted off the property he was staying at, the rental that he was at. He told security, I got to go pee before I get escorted off of here. He went back inside and peed right in front of them, trying to write her name on the walls and carpet while peeing in the hall, right in the house. Everyone, for the state manager, all the people said, no, we didn't see that. But it turns out that he may have also cut off his own finger and used the tip of it to cut off the own tip of his finger and use that to write, I love you, on a mirror in his own blood.
Oh.
I mean, so all the bodily fluids are involved. Well, most of them so far. I mean, the trial's not over yet.
That's a lot more love than I've ever displayed for anybody.
Yeah, it's, I mean, love's one word for it, I guess.
Have you ever shown,
no.
Let me see your fingers. Do you have all your tips? You don't
all
love.
Ten.
You
You're
don't
right.
love I, like Johnny
I
loves.
I don't love the way Johnny loves.
No.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah. I am a loser at love, Vinny. It's true.
Poor John. He could have done so much better.
I know.
That's
he could have got a crazy bitch who cut off her own finger and wrote, I love you. What's he doing with me? I'm so boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's fun, right? I mean, woo, while you were out. I wanna know what love is. Well,
that's
it turns
Johnny
out
Depp.
It's a scat show with blood and fingers. And now we find out what's happening in the news.
Well, coming up, I have a bunch of stuff, including this story about a federal judge that is it's right out of a TV movie.
Oh.
Also, I want to try and review Devs for you real quick, which is a TV show I started, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.